This summer, discover American Giant's timeless, high-quality clothing made right here in the USA. Every piece is designed for quality and style that's built to last. From vintage-style tees to tough tank tops, breathable polos to lightweight sweatshirts, you can find your perfect fit. Celebrate American craftsmanship and support local communities with every stitch. Go to American-Giant.com and use promo code STAPLE20 for 20% off your first order.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Some exposure to the sun's UV radiation may actually be good for you. This is according to a recent study that found it might decrease your risk of heart disease and cancer. For more on this, I'm joined by Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at the School of Immunology in Trinity College. And before we discuss that, I should say it's always a matter of great pride for me that occasionally when I'm not in my own seat on the weekends, that I have an eminent professor keeping the chair warm in my absence.
That's right.
Little did I know how eminent, because we are exporting Luke to Princeton today, tomorrow.
I'm beside myself, and this is in my favour. I'm a distinguished, I'm getting an award from Princeton, which, as you know, is a very big university in America.
Ivy League.
Distinguished lecturer, isn't that nice?
And so Princeton is recognising you as distinguished. I know. Congratulations.
And they're flying me over. I'm going to the airport after our chat, and then they're flying me up. I'm giving a big lecture tomorrow to the university, and then they give me the award. Isn't that nice? I'm very happy.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I'm happy to a better fellow. Now, the UV radiation, we should of course preface this by saying that all of the same risks apply of skin cancer, and you do need to wear sunscreen and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
But there may be some positives to UV.
There may be. Yeah, for decades, we've known where sun cream to stop you getting the risk of melanoma is the big one, of course. But this study's just come out. Sunlight on our skin is good for us. And in particular, it decreases risk of heart attacks and other types of cancer. So they're saying now, hang on a minute, sunshine isn't all that bad. So it's kind of changing our view of sunshine.
What's the mechanism?
Vitamin D, Anton, as you know, very important. They don't know, by the way, right? But they think about vitamin D. So your skin makes lots of vitamin D. And if we can get vitamin D in our food, we can get it in fish oil and various things. But your skin makes vitamin D, helps your bones, first and foremost, but also helps the immune system. And maybe the immune system health means less risk of heart attacks and less risk of cancer. I reckon that might be part of it.
Am I right in saying that's why there was such a prevalence of rickets in sort of Victorian London with all of the smog and the dark, that the kids didn't get enough vitamin D? Was that right?
You've got it, yes. It's the UV part of sunlight that we're talking about, not the visible part. And UV hits off your skin, turns cholesterol, interestingly, into vitamin D. Right? And maybe that's another reason, because you're lowering cholesterol and the vitamin D gets made. And rickets, it was rampant in the north of England because of all the pollution.
And then the vitamin D in adults, how does the vitamin D impact on heart function?
Yeah, that's a bit of a mystery. They hold their hands up, actually, and they go, we don't quite know the mechanism, is what they kind of admit to. But because vitamin D is good for your immune system, it might clear the plaque in your heart or clear cholesterol is one kind of notion that they think is there. And a second thing that may be more relevant, in your skin, you make a thing called nitric oxide. Now, nitric oxide is a natural gas. Get this, and people have never heard of this, I bet you, but your skin makes a gas and it relaxes your blood vessels. And they've measured that in people in sunlight as well. So you're making a natural vasodilator, we call this, in your heart, and therefore the blood flow increases. So they reckon it might be nitric oxide and vitamin D could protect the heart.
How does the nitric oxide get to your heart? Is it through the dermis or do you inhale your own gas?
No, it goes into your blood. Yeah, it gets into the blood eventually. It dissolves, you know, into the blood and then eventually ends up in the heart, which is strange. But they can measure nitric oxide in the skin in people exposed to sunlight, and we know nitric oxide has benefits, and this is part of the new narrative, if you will, that the sunlight's doing good things.
Now, how do we weigh up the benefits versus the risk? Because this is a bit like macular degeneration, where people say, oh, a glass of wine might help, I'll have one for breakfast.
Yeah.
There's a balance.
That's the controversial part. They're not saying, don't wear sunscreen, let's start with that, because there is a risk of melanoma, obviously, if you get sunburned. But what they are saying is, guess what? This is the good part. Even though you got sun cream on, you can still make vitamin D. Isn't that nice? And two studies have shown that. So therefore, you're getting the protection from sunburn, which is the important thing. And then you might also be making vitamin D and other things that may be beneficial. So the message is...
That seems counterintuitive, because I thought that the core job of sunscreen was to prevent the absorption of UV rays.
That's a really good question. And now, this is very important, that they studied people wearing sun cream and they don't put it on properly is the first problem. And one study shows you might cover a third of your skin with the sun cream, and a bit of sunlight then obviously hits the other parts. So that's one thing, right? But then secondly, whatever's in the cream, the UV doesn't burn your skin, but there's enough UV getting through to make the vitamin D. So it's probably a dose thing, as we say. High level UV is bad, gives you sunburn and so on. Low levels get through, and then you can still make some vitamin D, and that might be giving you the beneficial effects. So in other words, it's quite good, isn't it? Because you can get the benefits from sun cream and then also get the benefit from the sunshine, is the idea.
Do you need to get the vitamin D created by UV, or does synthetic vitamin D absorbed in pill form or fish oil vitamin D have the same effect on cancers and heart disease?
Good, that's another good question. Yeah, you probably would get enough from your diet if you have enough vitamin D in your diet. But we think we evolved this, by the way, hundreds of thousands of years ago to make our own vitamin D, presumably because we can't get enough in nutrition. In other words, you need a lot of fish oil to get sufficient vitamin D. So it looks like overall then your vitamin D levels are a combination. And that in the north of England, that study's interesting, that the dark sky was enough to stop you making vitamin D in the skins. And they got rickets, you know. So in other words, you still need your skin to make vitamin D, is the idea.
Is that why I associate the provision of cod liver oil with that sort of generation in the north of England? That it was for vitamin D, was it?
That was, but at the time they wouldn't have known that, mind you. There was an old wives' tale that cod liver oil was good for you, but they reckon that probably was it. It was supplementing the vitamin D deficiency that was happening because of the sunlight. And the main place vitamin D works is your bones. Never forget that. You will get bone problems if you're vitamin D deficient, and rickets is the consequence of that.
And of course, the rickets occurred because the bones were in a developmental phase. In adults,
exactly.
What does it mean? Osteoporosis
exactly.
Or something along those lines?
Precisely. Yeah, very important in children to have sufficient vitamin D, otherwise your bones won't form properly.
The other thing, of course, UV is the studies to show its link. Isn't it UV that prevents seasonal affective disorder?
Absolutely. But see, one note, this study was amazing. It was 360,000 people were studied in this thing, you know? And they measured people exposed to sunshine because they live in a sunny place or sunbeds and those who aren't. And that's how they got the evidence it was beneficial, you know? And of course, one answer might be it cheers you up, you know, and therefore you have less depression, less heart disease as a result. They control for all that, Anton, in the study. Very clever. They factored in things like depression. Exercise might be a reason as well. If you live somewhere sunny, you know, your age, all those things were ruled out as confounders. And they could pin it down to the effect of the sunlight on your skin was the conclusion.
Did they factor out skin tone? Does it make a difference whether you have dark skin or light skin?
It does. If you have dark skin, you don't make as much vitamin D, you see. And that's another thing they've realised. For a few years ago, this was realised. And when dark-skinned people moved into Europe, remember, evolution selected out the fair-skinned ones because sunlight was weaker in the northern hemisphere as you move north, you know? That's why we became white, actually, we reckon. Because we were all dark-skinned in Africa. You move to Europe, people die off unless they have fairer skin because they can't make enough vitamin D. And now we see the lighter skin tones emerge as you go north in Europe. So for dark-skinned people, it's very important, actually, that they've got to make sure they get sufficient sunlight or nutrition that you get vitamin D as well.
So in the way that they make a recommendation that says that particularly for children during the winter in Ireland, you should be supplementing with vitamin D, that's particularly the case if you are and your children are darker skinned.
Precisely. You're making your own sunblock, kind of, if you're melanin in the skin, you know, so therefore you're making slightly less vitamin D. And Anton, amazing, even 5 or 10 minutes of sunlight in a day can make sufficient vitamin D. You don't need to be in the sun for hours and hours. They've shown this, you know. A small, like, exposure is sufficient, really.
Now, of course, the other thing that you would have talked about this a lot in things like vaccine uptakes, the capacity for humanity en masse to act in a way that is rooted somewhere in a kernel of truth, but is actually inimical to their own best interest, yeah, is unending. I assume there is a huge risk that people will read this study or the coverage of it and say, aha, yeah, my excuse to sit out in the sun and roast myself.
You've got it. And that's why at the start of this, it was in a very eminent journal, by the way, they begin by saying, don't stop wearing sun cream, you know, because the risk of melanoma is there, you know. But again, as I say, the more optimistic side is you can wear your sun cream and you can have your cake and eat it, as it were. You can still wear the sun cream and still get the beneficial effects of sunlight, is the idea.
Now, this is a one study. Now, it is obviously a peer-reviewed and published in a decent, yep, journal. Is it one of those where we take it with something of a bit of a pinch of salt until we see replication in other studies?
Or a squirt of sun cream. There's a joke. I think, to be honest, it's a really impressive study because there's so many people. As soon as you see a study, remember, anything you read in the media, look at the number of people in the study. If it's 10 people, forget it, you know, usually, you know. This is 360,000 people. And then it was very clever. They compared, for example, Truro in Cornwall with Glasgow, right? Now, Truro gets 25% more sunshine than Glasgow simply because it's in a sunnier climate. And again, they saw the link in that area with less, 19% less heart disease in that place compared to Glasgow. Now, again, it could have been Glasgow lifestyles are unhealthier, but again, they took that into account. So those kinds of things give us confidence that this is probably correct.
But you wouldn't have thought that what is a relatively small geographic gap, because, yeah, it's like, what, a couple of 100 miles, maybe, yeah, 800, 900, yeah, miles, would have that significant an impact. 20% reduction in heart disease.
It's the cloud cover. And we have the sunny southeast here, don't we, Anton? As well. I wonder if that's the heart disease in the sunny southeast, potentially, that they didn't look at that part of the world. This is a UK study because it's the biobank.
But it also raises questions about, because we have been told for ages that the, quote, Mediterranean diet is a contributor to lower rates of cardiovascular problems. This may go some way to explaining some of that.
Absolutely.
Then.
And that gives us even more confidence then that this is probably correct, because exactly right. In the Mediterranean, you get a lot more sunshine, you know. And again, you'll make more vitamin D and you may well decrease heart disease, as much to do with that as the diet. Again, trying to separate these things out is tricky, but that is absolutely possibly a good reason why the Mediterranean people are living a bit longer and have less heart disease.
The other thing then that they did, I believe, was they used sunbeds to do this. I can just hear the Cancer Society having conniptions at the notion.
Freaking.
Yeah, of people being incentivized in any way, shape or form to get on a sunbed.
That's right, yeah. But again, it's good science, because they had a group who used sunbeds, right? And they saw in those people a decrease.
Oh, they
risk.
Took existing users rather than
convincing
people.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. You right, see, this is it's called the UK Biobank, 360,000 people. They saw on their health records that these people filled in forms. Some were using sunbeds and they studied those, you know? And again, they got the protection from the sunbed users, just as much as the ones who live in sunnier parts of the UK. That's good science, because you've got two separate reasons why this would provide the evidence for the protection.
And what we should say as well is, it isn't just that they showed that there was a reduction in underlying disease. There is a significant reduction in mortality. The ones on the sunbeds, 23% less likely to die of cardiovascular
absolutely.
Disease.
Absolutely, that was a striking thing. Yes, amazing, isn't it? And also less likely to die of cancer as well, by the way. And then again, they had a strange one, Anthony. They followed people for 15 years in this study, and the ones who were in the sunshine lived 48 days longer on average, because they were dying less, I suppose. You know. So again, those sorts of statistics bulk up the whole bottom line on this, really. And independent lines of evidence really, really confirm the overall finding, you know.
Luke, thank you so much. I was going to say Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry, but according to Princeton, eminent Professor of Biochemistry at the School of Immunology in Trinity College. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
This summer, discover American Giant's timeless, high-quality clothing made right here in the USA. Every piece is designed for quality and style that's built to last. From vintage-style tees to tough tank tops, breathable polos to lightweight sweatshirts, you can find your perfect fit. Celebrate American craftsmanship and support local communities with every stitch. Go to American-Giant.com and use promo code STAPLE20 for 20% off your first order.